Welcome to A Taste of Church Life at St. Mark Catholic Parish. Thank you for listening. This recording is from the 9 a.m. service on May 15th, and Father David Mulholland offers what he promised over the last few weeks on this Feast of Pentecost. After sharing over the last few weeks the idea of letting Jesus be close to us, Father Mulholland today offers a deeper idea of prayer and a way to better live the Christian life. St. Mark Parish, with our parish school, is located just north of Seattle, in the city of Shoreline. Here is Father Mulholland.
So yesterday we had a wonderful retreat down at the Palisades with our young people who are going to be confirmed tomorrow evening by Bishop Elizondo right here at 7 p.m. If you'd like to continue this Feast of Pentecost into tomorrow, then please come and join in the Mass of Confirmation. But as part of our retreat, we showed this video called The Wild Goose is Loose. It's produced by a religious order, the Franciscan TORs. And you know, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, of course, as we know, is the tongues of fire, which is why we wear red on the Pentecost day. Also, a symbol of the Holy Spirit is the white dove, and we see the white dove descend upon Mary and upon the apostles at Pentecost as a symbol of the Spirit. And we see it also at the Lord's baptism, right, in the Jordan River, when the Spirit, like a dove, came upon the Lord, and the heavens opened, and the voice of the Father was heard. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. For the ancient Irish Celts, though, they felt that the Holy Spirit, symbolized by a dove, was just a little bit too tame. That the Holy Spirit is more like a wild goose, okay? So when you think about a goose, you think a goose can be a little bit temperamental. A goose can be mysterious. A goose can be stubborn, but also very, very persistent. You know, the geese, when you see a geese, you know, you kind of have to get out of the way, or sometimes they'll just nudge you. They're not afraid to come up to people and kind of nudge them and poke them and get them going and get them moving a little bit. But they're also very gentle. You know, you can have some pieces of bread and go out to Green Lake, and the geese will come right out up to you and eat right out of the palm of your hand the bread. We also know, though, that geese are very powerful. I've seen on the internet a video of a goose and its geeslings, right, stop a whole freeway of traffic while they go meandering right across, right? The Irish Celts felt that that was more symbolic of the Holy Spirit, because that's how the Holy Spirit is. Sometimes mysterious, sometimes unpredictable, but also very, very powerful. And that has been my experience with the Holy Spirit, you know, all of my life. And as you know, there was a good portion of my life that I was not praying, I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't going to Mass, and then the Holy Spirit kind of got a hold of me and taught me a lot of things. The Lord tells us today in the Gospel, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send, will teach you everything. And that was certainly the case in my life. And the most important thing that I needed to be taught was how to pray. Now, in the readings for the vigil last night, there's a reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. And it says that we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit will intercede on our behalf. And so Paul makes it very clear that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we have the even ability to approach God in prayer. And as the Lord tells us, the Spirit will teach us everything that we need to know. And that's been on my mind the last few weeks as I've been looking forward to this Feast of Pentecost and after. Prayer is just kind of being, what are we doing as a parish, as a church, about prayer? And it's been interesting to see kind of how the Holy Spirit has kind of woven different things and patterns in my life to bring this about. And one event happened not long ago when I was talking to a person who was just very, very distressed. They were very distressed because they had raised a bunch of kids. They had put them through Catholic elementary school and Catholic high school. And all but one have left the church. All but one. Only one goes to Mass today. And they were very distressed, and they were very much figuring that it was somehow their fault that they failed their children. And the Holy Spirit just kind of took me, and just some words came out of my mouth that I never thought that would come out. And what the words were these: you didn't fail your children, the church failed your children. And I thought, whoa, where did that come from, you know? This person really had done all that they were supposed to do, raised their kids the best that they knew how, according to the church, sent them to school, taught them their prayers, taught them the faith, but yet they left. Why did they leave? And I think the Holy Spirit convicted me that day because somehow the church has failed them. The church failed to teach them how to pray from their heart, how to pray well. Because I've told you before in my own life, when I didn't pray, I fell away. When I have seen priests that stop praying, they get lukewarm and cold in their ministry, and many leave when they stop to pray. Now, that very day when I had that conversation with that lady, I went into my office and I was looking at some books on my shelf, and I found this very thin one kind of tucked in between some other books. It's a very, very thin little book. Look how thin that book is. And it was given to me a while ago, recommended to me a while ago, a couple of years ago, I think. And I looked at the cover and I said, oh, that's very nice. I'll just put it back on the shelf. I'll read it someday, you know? Because it's kind of, this is kind of someone's idea. It's by Father Scott Trainer, and he's from the Institute of Priestly Formation. But that very day when I talked to that lady, I picked this book off the shelf, and there's the title, The Parish as a School of Prayer. And I looked at that and thought, wow, in the morning, I thought the church has failed her children because they didn't teach them how to pray well. And then here it is, The Parish as a School of Prayer. And I opened up the book, and it was almost virtually identical situation as I experienced earlier in the day. Was that people are distressed about their children, their family members who have left the church or left the practice of the faith. And most of it is because they have failed to pray well or to pray at all. And the church hasn't done a good job of teaching them how to do that. The first instructor in prayer, of course, was the Lord Jesus himself. When his disciples said, Lord, how shall we pray? And the Lord said, this is how you shall pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. This, he said, is how you shall pray. And the disciples were overjoyed by that. The sad thing is that most people feel that that is not just lesson one in prayer, but that is the only lesson in prayer. And that's the only prayer that they do or should do is the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. And then later on, something else happened. Centuries later, the rosary came along. And then grace before meals. And then grace after meals. And for many Catholics, that's it. They only accomplish lesson one of the Lord's school of prayer. And that is the Lord's Prayer. But if you think that that's all the way in which Jesus prayed to the Father, when he prayed hours and hours by himself in prayer, do you think he was just praying the Lord's Prayer over and over and over again? No. He was praying from the depths of his heart. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, he tells the apostles, can you not stay awake 1 hour in prayer with me? The Lord was praying to the Father from the depths of his heart. The Lord's Prayer is simply lesson one of many lessons of prayer that the Lord and the Holy Spirit desires to teach us so that we can pray and pray well. So, we're going to start here at St. Mark, a parish school of prayer. It's called the St. Mark School of Prayer, all right? And you are all automatically enrolled in it, okay? Just by being here, all right? Tuition is free. That's not bad, right? Free tuition. There will be lessons every single week here at this time, okay? Now, some of you will probably fall away. And if you do, you can always come back. The readmissions office is back there in the confessional, okay? I'm there on Saturdays holding office hours. You can just come back at any time, all right? Now, what happens? The curriculum is lifelong, though. It's going to take you a whole long time to complete this course of curriculum. It's meant to be lifelong. But the graduation ceremony is pretty spectacular. It's called the Mass of Christian Burial, okay? It's your funeral. That is the graduation ceremony. And you get a doctorate in eternal life at that ceremony. How can you pass that up? What a great offer, huh? Way better than going to the UW, let me tell you. Way, way better than that, okay? Now, so we had lesson one from the Lord himself, okay? So we're going to start. Lesson two in the school of prayer is this. And it's another form of prayer that I want to teach you. And it can be at the beginning of every other prayer that you do. If you only pray the Lord's Prayer or the Rosary or something else, pray this prayer in front of it. If you do no prayer at all, then start with this prayer. And it's got three words to it. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. By praying that prayer by itself or with any other prayer that you do, you're doing something very important. You are inviting the Holy Spirit to come to you, to help you, to guide you, to teach you how to pray, to intercede before God on your behalf. You need the Holy Spirit. We all need the Holy Spirit to be our prayer partner with us before we do anything else. So lesson one, the Lord's Prayer. Lesson two, come Holy Spirit. It will change your life for the better, and it will help give you added meaning to your prayer life, whatever it is now and wherever it will become as you enter into this school of prayer and complete the lessons. And it will change your life forever. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.